This is Akashwani, the news read by Nishit Kumar. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today paid tribute to the revolutionaries involved in the 1925 Kakore incident, calling it a defining moment in the fight against colonial rule. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said the act of defiance a century ago reflected growing resentment against British exploitation and would always be remembered for its courage and sacrifice. Union Home Minister Amit Shah also honoured the revolutionaries, describing the Kakore train action as a symbol of patriotism and bravery. He recalled how Ram Prasad Bismil, Chandrasekhar Azad and Ashfaq Ullah Khan led the raid on August 9, 1925, looting British Treasury funds from a train near Kakore station to fund the independence movement. In Uttar Pradesh, various events were held today to commemorate the anniversary of the Kakore train action. Uttar Pradesh Chief Minister Yogi Adityanath called the incident a saga of bravery and said it continues to inspire citizens with the spirit of nation first. Prasar Bharati Chairman Navneet Sehgal inaugurated an exhibition titled Dastavej at the Kokoro Art Gallery in Lucknow, showcasing rare and historic newspapers. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will be on a day visit to Karnataka tomorrow. During the visit, Mr. Modi will flag off three Vande Bharat Express trains at KSR Railway Station in Bengaluru. It includes trains from Bengaluru to Belagavi, Amritsar to Sri Mata Vaishno Devi Katra, and Nagpur Ajni to Pune. Thereafter, he will flag off Yellow Line of Bangalore Metro and undertake a metro ride from RV Road, Ragiguda, to Electronic City Metro Station. The Prime Minister will also inaugurate and lay the foundation stone of urban connectivity projects in Bengaluru and address a public function. Mr. Modi will lay the foundation stone of Bangalore Metro Phase 3 project worth over 15,610 crore rupees. The total route length of the project will be more than 44 kilometers with 31 elevated stations. The Chief of the Air Staff, Air Chief Marshal AP Singh, has said that India downed five fighter aircrafts of Pakistan during Operation Sindoor. Speaking at the 16th Air Chief LM Khatre lecture in Bengaluru today, the Chief of the Air Staff said five Pakistani Air Force aircrafts and one AWACS aircraft were put down by India. Speaking in detail along with video footage, he said they have downed at least five fighter aircraft and one large aircraft, which could either be an Lint aircraft or an AEW&C aircraft. India's defence exports touched 23,000 crore rupees last year and are expected to double within the next 2 to 3 years, said Dr. Samir Kamath, Secretary of the Department of Defence Research and Development and Chairman of the Governing Council of the Defence Institute of Advanced Technology, DIAT. He was addressing a press conference in Pune today after DIAT's 14th convocation ceremony. Dr. Kamath stated that Indian defence equipment has high demand in Middle Eastern, African and South Asian countries. Work is underway to develop a smaller version of the BrahMos missile, while the development of the Zorawar light tank is also progressing rapidly. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has lauded the arrival of the first freight train to the Kashmir Valley, marking a significant milestone in connecting the region to the national freight network. Responding to a social media post by the Union Minister for Railways, Ashwini Vaishnaw, the Prime Minister said it is a great day for commerce and connectivity in Jammu and Kashmir, and the development will enhance both progress and prosperity. Mr. Vaishnaw, in his post, said that today, first freight train reached the newly commissioned Anantnag goods shed in the Kashmir Valley from Punjab. His transportation by railway network will reduce cost for the citizens living in Kashmir Valley. Heavy overnight rains in the national capital turned fatal today morning when a wall near Jaithpur in South East District caved in, killing 7 people and injuring 1. Among them were 2 children and a woman. Many of the victims were migrant workers. After the PCR call, Delhi Police, Fire Department and the National Disaster Response Force personnel reached the spot and broke through the collapsed structure to reach those trapped. All the injured were taken to AIIMS Trauma Centre and Safdarjung Hospital. Despite efforts, 7 people died during treatment. U.S. President Donald Trump and Russian President Vladimir Putin will meet in Alaska next Friday to discuss the future of the war in Ukraine. In a social media post, Trump announced the 15th August meeting, and it was later confirmed by a Kremlin spokesperson who said the location was quite logical given Alaska's relative proximity to Russia. And with that, we end this news bulletin.